Oh my God. I think if that would have happened, I would be like, I'm sorry, but I'm leaving this case. Because I would not be able to face her if that were to happen.
I'm so tired.
I had the day off today.
I technically did as well, but not really.
Because of the errands?
I went to see client early. I saw client 8:30 to 10. And then I came home to pick up Andres and eat breakfast. Then I went to pick up the house keys, which took forever. Then I wanted to get some blood work done, and then I had to cancel the blood work appointment because I had just, like, literally in the parking lot finished a white chocolate macadamia foam latte mocha.
That sounds delicious.
And I'm just looking at a girl and I'm like, it's going to come out that I have diabetes. Because I just ate it. And she's like, yeah. I said, I can't do this blood work. She's like, no. I said, okay, I'll reschedule. So from there.
I'm surprised they didn't do the, like, when you skip or when you're late, they charge you like a no-show fee or something.
Oh, no. No. Not for this. Then we went to Home Depot to make copies of the keys. And that took forever, and it was hot as fuck in Home Depot. It's been hot. It's been hot all day. The car has registered heat as high as 101. You know,
I think for my car, 100.
Hot. All day hot. I was super thirsty in Home Depot. After that, we went and had lunch. After lunch, I've been having issues with T-Mobile, like a lot of issues with T-Mobile, and I was done. And we went to the new house. I forgot to say we went to the new house. And then when we picked up the keys, the people are like, oh, you have to read your meter and tell call the water company and tell them what your meter is at, or they're going to charge you just an estimate. I'm like, what? And where's the meter? They're like, oh, it should be there in the house. We spent a good 30 minutes looking for the fucking meter. We did not find the meter. Again, hot as fuck. Inside, outside the house, looking for the meter. No meter.
Nope.
Then I'm like, let me call the water company. So from that was on the way to Home Depot. I'm calling the water company. The water company's, no, your meter's outside. You don't have access to it. We have to read it for you. Like, okay, that's awesome. She says, no worries. Someone's going to be out there. They're going to measure it today. Da, 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 da. Okay. So that was taken care of. Then what happened? So then we went to Home Depot. Then we went to eat. And then because of all the problems with T-Mobile at the new house, I had no signal. There was an X. You know where the bars are supposed to be? There was an X.
Wow.
And this has, I've been to the new house 2 times. And but three times, happened? Three times. No, an X, all 3 times. So at first I thought, you know, for the first day when I went and the realtor was there, he was like, no, you know, this has never happened. It's really weird. Blah, blah, blah. Bullshit.
Bullshit.
So we went to Verizon and first we were going to just do the internet. We were going to do the phones, but we decided to go with the internet because my internet is through T-Mobile. And I'm like, if the phone doesn't work, the internet's not going to work either. But T-Mobile was so difficult to get them to give me that transferred PIN. I was at Verizon's for 3 hours. Three hours. And we didn't even finish. I have to go back on Sunday.
Nope. Just no. I get what you mean when you said that. You had the day off, but not really.
Not really. And then I rushed. Then I had to. So I was like, listen, my phone and my son's phone. The other phones, I'll come back on Sunday. Just get those two done. Let me go. That's why I told you, if I get out of here in 8 minutes, I'll be on time. If it takes me more than 8 minutes, I'm going to be late. It took more than 8 minutes because I had to pay the taxes and I had to do this and I had to do that. So then I grabbed the phone, ran to Target, which Target's just across the street, but still I had to get in the car, run to Target. People are being stupid. I couldn't find parking, run into Target, run upstairs. Literally hand Andres the phones. I said, I'm late, figure it out, run out of Target, get in my car. Run here.
I'm late, figure it out. Oh, that's beautiful.
So, yeah, I'm tired. So I had the day off. But not really.
But then you had also, so much shit to do. It wasn't really off.
Not really off. And then I was getting texts from this RBT. I started a new case on Monday. And this RBT texts every 5 minutes, which I'm typically okay with. But today was a busy day and I had a lot of stuff to do. And then also, it's like, hey, with my other client, we used to go to the park. Would it be okay to go with him to the park? And I'm like, I'd prefer you don't go to the park until I can be there because he has a history of elopement. So the first time you guys go to the park, I want to be there with you. Oh, I had already mentioned it to mom and she's really excited. Do you want me to tell her you don't want us to go?
Why would you tell the caregiver
if you've already taken a decision? Right? So I'm like, go, just be really careful. Let me know how it goes. Then he texts, oh, it's going really well at the park. Hey, by the way, my schedule is changing. So now I can do 9:30 to 3:30. Because originally the case was 9 to 3. And they were like, no, I can't. Can we finish at 1? I was like, no, we cannot finish at 1. If you want, I can see if we can do 8:30 to 2:30. They're like, okay, yeah, that'll work. So he texts me and I go, we just started the case. The schedule's going to change again in August. Can we just let it be?
Mm-hmm.
And then he texts, oh, I mentioned it to mom and she's really, really happy about the change. So if okay with you, we'll change it. Why are you asking me if you're already making the decisions?
I'm just going to say this. I love my RBT. She runs everything by me first before she talks to mom.
The thing is, like, you're running it by me, but not really. You're not asking. You're informing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And then, so I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. Send an email to the office, you know, because I don't feel like dealing with it, right? But the thing is, I had another RBT. Where'd you go? Oh, sorry, I was moving my computer. Oh. I had another RBT that she was, okay, so this case has a weekend RBT and a weekday RBT. Because the weekday RBT said, yes, I would love to work Saturdays. I want to work more hours. Yes, yes, Saturday. Got mom all excited about Saturdays. We planned all these community outings we were going to do. And on Thursday, she's like, I'm so sorry. I spoke to my husband and he says I shouldn't work Saturday, so I can't work Saturdays. It's okay. I respect it. You do you. But God damn it, you got mom all excited about it. So I told mom, listen, I have another good RBT. I'll talk to her, see if she's interested, if the other RBT is interested. But then this RBT, without running it to me, oh, the kid's out of school. We're going to have sessions noon to 6. And I'm like, wait. You can't run sessions noon to 6. We're not going to have hours for the Saturday RBT.
Mm-hmm.
But she already ran 3 days with that schedule. I'm like, no. I sent an email to the office and I'm like, do not switch her schedule back. She cannot do this. She's eating up the hours for the Saturday average BT. Saturdays were offered to her. She denied them. She can't do this, right? So then the schedule was set back. She apologized, this and that. I explained to mom and I told mom, listen, if you don't want Saturdays, that's fine. We'll just have her and we'll do that. No, and she's like, no, I want Saturdays. Saturdays is when we go and do stuff and he runs off and he doesn't listen to me. And I need you guys out in the community with me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, then she cannot do that schedule. Then she got sick and she canceled 3 days. And okay. then she's like, oh, because I had to cancel, I'm going to make up hours. I said, no problem, make up your hours. She made up her hours and more. So then when I go in to check, she used up all the hours and the RBT, the Saturday RBT only had 3 hours left. So I had to tell the Saturday RBT, I'm like, listen, the office about to expire. She used up more hours than she was supposed to. So we can only do one Saturday before the auth expires. We cannot do
the when Saturday. Does the auth expire?
We were doing 2 Saturdays a week. The auth expires. It's about to expire. It expires in like a month. Maybe less.
Okay. Oh, shit. Okay. So only one more Saturday and that's
one more Saturday. But then this RBT canceled again because she got sick. And I texted her and I was like, do not schedule makeup hours. So I told her that. And so she didn't. So we were able to do a Saturday. But okay. But that Saturday, because of complications and stuff, we went long. And I was like, oh, shit, we went long. So I look at the hours and we were okay, but we cannot do more Saturdays because we went long.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could, but we could do maybe an hour and a half. And that's in the community, that's not going to work. So I'm like, damn, I have to tell the Saturday RBT again that she doesn't have Saturdays. So then this RBT gets sick again. And I'm like, awesome, she got sick. I'm just going to use those hours for the Saturday. So she sends an email to the office. I told her, inform the office you were sick so they can remove those hours. And she's like, I'm going to work Sundays to make up the hours. I was like, what?
No, the fuck you ain't.
No, you're not. No, you are not.
Who is she? Why is she trying to call all the shots?
I understand that. She, by being sick, she's not getting paid. I mean, I'm pretty sure she has PTO because everybody has PTO. But I understand she gets sick a lot. She gets sick.
Yeah, but how did she not calculate the hours that she was supposed to make up and she ended up doing more?
And I know that she needs to work more hours. And she's always like, I need more hours. And I understand that. But during the school year, you can do more hours than the ones we're doing. And because you said yes and then no to the Saturday, now we have a Saturday RBT. So I know she's always trying to do more hours. So she has this like anxiety about doing more hours. But she just... I don't know. The thing is, she had her opportunity to more. She can't keep doing that. So I know that right now she's probably thinking, I canceled 2 days. That's 2 days less. I'm going to get paid. I should have those hours for makeup. But no, you ate up your makeup hours already. You can't. So again, I had to send an email to the office. I said, wait a second. She cannot work Sundays. We have a weekend RBT. I will create, and I'm sure she's probably hating me and calling me that I'm micromanaging, but no, honey, no.
It's not, it has to be fair for both. Like you said, she had the opportunity to work the Saturday, got all excited, got the caregiver excited, and then she says, oh no, I'm sorry, my husband says I shouldn't, so I'm not going to do it. I'm sorry, but you were given, the opportunity was yours. But you gave it up, and now you have to share with the other RBT whether you like it or not.
Yep. So it's been stressful.
Like with my current RBT, Fridays, she doesn't work with our other kiddos. So if, let's say, there was a day that I was sick, and I text her in the morning. I'm like, hey, would you like to go in, as my replacement? And she said, yeah, I'll go. So she took over session while I was sick that day. But I'm not going to go try to make up all these hours when I have another person who can cover. What the fuck? Mm-mm. No. No. No, I wouldn't be able to handle it like you're handling it. That would drive me up the wall.
It's been a day. Then another RBT is like, she had told me that the kid was showing new behaviors, and I always create a novel behavior. And under that novel behavior, I always tell them, if you see something new, graph the data there, and on the comment section, tell me what you're graphing. So, for example, if today they They've never bit and they bite you two times and you put two times biting on the comment, write two times biting. And then if an hour later they happen to pull your hair and they don't have aggression, write in there at the one instance, and then in the comment section to put one instance pulled hair. That mm-hmm. way I know what's going on. I can look at it and then I just pull that data into their own graph, right? Typically, mm-hmm. not more than one behavior, new behavior happens in a day. So usually if I have a novel behavior, it'll be like the first one, I don't know what I told you that it was, elopement. So mm-hmm. I'll be like, okay, so on Monday, they eloped six times. On Tuesday, they eloped six times. And on Wednesday, eight times. I'll take that data and I'll just convert that novel behavior into elopement. And I have my baseline and I create my BIP and I get going. Okay. Right. But this kiddo, I didn't do the initial assessment. This kiddo has a lot of behaviors that either were not reported by the mom or the chismosa and bad side of me says that she was just lazy and didn't want to create a BIP because it's a lot of behaviors. Goddamn. But I could be wrong. I could be very wrong, you know. A friend is stopping by because she wants to see the new house. So just FYI. Okay. So this kid has a lot of behaviors, and we've been adding them and we've been tracking them. So my novel behavior already became verbal aggression. And then we noted repetitive speech, which we are going to work on it, even though it's typically sensory. It's not. It's just she repeats things as many times as she can to annoy you.
Okay.
Because she likes getting a rise out of people. And then what other behavior she said today? She told me another behavior today for this kid. So she sends, I'm trying to pick up the key. I'm listening to this woman talk and I'm getting the text and I'm getting this. So I'm like, put it in novel because I thought she had novel. It just became a whole thing. I had to end up right there, log into the system on my phone, put it in, add it for her.
You had a day today.
I'm tired, Caro. I'm so tired. And it was a day off. I was going to run errands. I was going to pack. I was going to meet with you.
When do you have to move out?
Technically the 18th, but I want to be out by the 13th.
So by this Saturday.
Yeah. So I haven't packed, but we're going to start packing this week. And
you have 2 days left. You realize that, right?
I know, but I barely have stuff at the house.
Yay. Oh, no. Coming from experience, packing is a bitch.
Yes, but I agree 100%. But remember that I packed from home to the island. And then in the island, I moved from a big apartment to a small apartment.
Wait, in the islands, you had guys to help you with that.
But yes and no. Yes and no, because they didn't help me pack. I packed. Hola. I packed. They helped a little bit.
Someone helped.
Yeah, one of the guys did help me move two boxes.
A two box.
Perry went out of town. Right? But what I'm saying is, it's different packing a whole house because, for example, when I bought my house and I moved from my town home into the new house mm-hmm. or from my apartment into the new house, that was a lot. Like what my mom's doing in Florida, that's a lot. And it's taken her time. And she's been packing little by little for months now. And when she gets here and we unpack that, it's going to be hell. Gato, I have four plates, four cups. I have four knives.
It's going to be one plate.
So.
Listen, that's better than all the fucking plates and cups and bowls that we have. And It's just two people on our fucking sink, like, say Jana.
That's why I did the plate thing, because I know me and I know my son. So I was like,
What happens? You know what? What's going to happen for Friendsgiving when you have guests? Paper plates?
No, but my mom's coming with all the stuff from Florida.
Ah, okay.
So two reasons. I was alone, just me. I did not eat more than four plates. Second, I have two sets of plates in Florida. And my mom was moving up, so it didn't make sense for me to buy more plates here. Okay, yeah. Sigue. Then when Andres moved, it was just the two of us. So why do I need more plates?
Yeah.
Right? And Andres is in charge of washing the plates. So guess what? When there's no plates, he's just got to wash dishes. I do many times have to bitch and be like, I have no bowls. And he's like, can you use one of the container bowls? I guess I will. But what are you going to do? I'll get up and wash the dishes now. Thank you.
Ay.
Yeah. So.
So that's the life update. All the shit that happened today.
Jesus Christ. I took like, 20 minutes on my day? I'm tired. I'm so tired. So. I do have a funny story.
Okay.
That if you want, I can tell now, and then we'll go into yours.
Yes.
So
I'm thinking mine is hilarious, and you might die laughing, because I know Ernesto did, and I told a friend, and she started crying from how much she was laughing. So I don't know how you're going to take it, but I wanted to see your reaction.
So today, I was calling my sister to let her know that I'm transferring from T-Mobile to Verizon to see if she wants to stay with T-Mobile or move to Verizon with me. Okay. So when we're on the phone, she's talking to me. She's asking me about, I had a breast biopsy and it came out negative. I don't have cancer, so yay. So she was asking me about that, but I didn't want to talk about that. I wanted to get to the phone thing because I had other stuff to do. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay. Yeah, I'm good. I don't have cancer. I have something to tell you. And she's like, ooh, you got a boyfriend. I'm like, no. And Andres goes, huh, you don't? And Andres goes, wait, what? Damn. And I look at Andres and I go, what? He's like, I thought you did. I go, what? Why? Why would you think I have a boyfriend? So he looks at me, he goes, I don't know if you want me to answer that question with Titi Andrea on the phone. And I look at him and I go, he's like, yeah, I don't think you'd be happy if I answer this with Titi Andrea on the phone. I said, okay, don't answer. Just, we'll talk about it later. So I finish with my sister. We go out to lunch. We're sitting at the restaurant or in the car right before eating. And I go, okay, why do you think I have a boyfriend? It's like, I was taking the recycling out the other day and I was transferring from the basket into a bag. Mm-hmm. I said, okay. And he said, and a condom wrapper fell out.
Oh, no.
Why the fuck was it in the recycling? I have no idea.
Why didn't you flush that thing down the toilet or something?
I don't like flushing things you're not supposed to flush because it's bad for the environment. My God. So I typically wrap it in paper and throw it in the trash.
Oh my God. After he said that, what did you say?
I said, oh, shit. He just sort of laughed. And we left it there. And then we spoke about, I was like, sometimes I wonder if we have a healthy relationship. He looks at me, I think we have a really healthy relationship. I said, do we? He goes, yeah. And I go, I've considered that maybe we should go like to family therapy to see if there's some codependence here or something. And he looked at me and he goes, Mom, we're fine. I said, okay.
Codependency.
He said, yeah.
Oh,
okay. I don't know. Okay.
Bullshit.
Time for your story.
Time for my story. So, I was in session. This was today's Wednesday. This was yesterday. So, you know the dancing cactus toy?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, originally I had bought it. We had bought it for Amelia to play with it. But she hasn't played with it in a while. So, I was like, you know what? I'm going to take it to my itty-bitty so maybe she'll like it. I go and I take it. I press one of the buttons first it was a song, and then I pressed it again, and it's the setting where if you say something, the cactus will repeat it while it's dancing.
Uh-huh.
So then she was a little bit irritated, so maybe like she didn't like it at the moment. So I was like, maybe let me see if there's another song. I press it again, and it's the happy birthday song again. I'm like, okay, I don't want the happy birthday song. So I press the other button that's next to it, and I completely forgot that that button is to record. So when I press the button, the recording that plays is testing testicles in Ernesto's voice in front of my RBT, front of the caregiver.
You got red.
It played. I turned super fucking red, and I was like, I am so sorry. The caregiver and the RBT are laughing, but I'm just there like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't know what else to say. And she's just there laughing, and she's like, it was by accident. It's okay. And I'm like, I'm sorry. We were testing it out, and my husband tested it, and she's like, it's okay. It's something that my husband would probably do too. But I was so red. I brought it home. I brought it to Ernesto. And I told him. He started dying. And then I'm like, please record over it or delete it or something. Because God forbid that I for whatever reason, press it again and it's going to play again. So he put testing, 1, 2, 3.
Okay. It's pretty bad. It's pretty funny. I thought it recorded you and Ernesto during happy time.
No. Why?
Story was going.
You have to press it. No. You have to press it down and wait for it to beep for you to record. In order for that to happen, we would have to. No. Oh my God, I think if that would have happened, I would be like, I'm sorry, but I'm leaving this case. Because I would not be able to face her if that were to happen. It's your question, why are we recording Happy Time on a kid's toy? She's gonna think we're child molesters or perverts or something. What the fuck? Please don't die. So Ernesto was saying that we can name this episode Testing Testicles .. Whoops.
I think we should.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's funny. I'm having issues with the RBTs. I'm not happy. I'm happy with some. But yeah, others.
Happy with my only one.
others, I'm struggling.
Because even with this struggling. One, mom had told the RBT that she wanted to work on greetings, and she texted me saying, "Hey, mom had said that she wanted to work on this on greetings, but I told her that I would talk to you to see if that's something that we could add to the plan." I was like, yes, that is something we can add to the plan. Thank you for asking me.
Yeah, well, here's another one that happened this morning. No, last night. This morning? No, this morning. This morning. I'm pretty sure it was this morning, like at 6 a.m. Let me double check. Who cares? The RBT texted, I will be arriving at 9:30 today because I have a workout class. Session starts at 7:30.
Oh, shit. What the fuck? Oh, my God. Where are these RBTs coming from?
I don't know. I didn't even reply. The mom didn't reply. Well, the mom actually texted me later. And she's like, because there's a thing going on there and they have to go move their cars. I'm not going to get too into that. But she's like, they went to move their cars. It took them 30 minutes to return. Then they sat on the couch, had lunch, and they're about to start writing their notes.
Okay. Where are these RBTs coming from?
I think Roxana is a good example. Want to go back to, I only want new RBTs. I don't want experienced RBTs. I want new RBTs.
So you can train them versus getting the ones that have possible bad habits.
Instead of having to deal with bad habits.
The bad habits lead to you.
Porque me tienen mal. I'm stressed today.
Now I'm wondering what other shit they got away with either old BCBAs or other companies, or what training they got overall.
And I have to do telehealth for that case. I do telehealth 3 times a month and I go in person once. And the mom's like, they say they don't like supervision. And she's like, when they tell you, oh, we forgot our charger. No, they didn't.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Did she say why they don't like supervision?
She says, I don't know why. A lot of people don't like telehealth supervision.
I mean, I can't agree with that to an extent, just because let's say you don't have your camera, your laptop on you. My laptop is bulky. Don't exactly want to be lugging that around. So if I use the phone, I have to be like moving it around or pointing at the client, but then you can't really see me. And then if I have a stand, I have to position it in a way where you could see the session. And if the client moves, then you can't see the client.
So it's, I agree, but with the phone, if you set it up like this, you get a pretty good view of the room. If you set it up like this, you get a pretty good view of the ceiling.
No, there was, for the last supervision I had, I put it in the, you know, those sofas that have the cup holders? I put it there and the supervisor was able to see it.
That's how Shannon used to do it. And that's how Shannon used to do it in the cup holder. But then what we ended up doing is putting it lengthwise against the seat and tilting it slightly. And I could see way more of the area than when it's straight up. But because they said, oh, my phone runs out of battery, this and that, I spoke to the office, and the office sent them tablets.
Oh, that would be great.
But
that
still,
would be great if they did that. Just because with my phone almost died one session when I was doing the supervision through the phone. I saw the warning, it was at 20%. I was like, oh, shit, I still need the GPS to get home.
Yeah, but still.
And the signal. And especially in schools where the signal can be spotty. And for the Wi-Fi, you need to either be an employee or have the students' logins information. Yeah.
But the office has given me that information in the past.
I haven't asked the office. The last time I had a supervision in school, one of the paras gave me her login information. So that way I can have the meeting. I just had to delete it afterwards.
Yeah. Yep.
I prefer in person.
I prefer in person quite a bit. But I prefer in person. But there's a kiddo that one day I said, what's my name? And he told me Requesón.
Requesón? Why?
I just looked at him and I said, what? But now lately, this past week, he knows my name. He hadn't seen me in a while, and I walked in and he went, Daniela! And I'm like, yes, you're saying my name! And today he asked for me. Yeah.
Was it trying to say reggaeton or something?
No, requesón. Requesón is ¿Qué es requesón?
Oh,
it's ricotta. That's how you say ricotta.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Okay, okay. Yeah.
So he called you cheese.
He called me cheese.
Okay.
What's my name? He looked at me and go, requesón. Like, what? All right, Caro, I need you to do something for me.
What?
Hey, you're supposed to say, does it have a task analysis?
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. No, because you said, I need you to do something for me. It's supposed to be, can you do something for me? I completely forgot. And I was thinking about it earlier today. I was like, I wonder if we're going to say it in the beginning or in the end.
Well, I was adding it to the end.
Oh, that's our blooper.
There you go.